When she woke up with butterflies in her stomach, she knew she was set for a new path, another new beginning. She loved to wake up with her mind set on excitement. Opening her eyes, she knew she was happy. Recently, she had woken up already before dawn, with fragments of a dream in her head. It was something that happened from time to time. The fragments differed, but it was always her as a girl in a county fair or an amusement park. She put it down on the advertising posters in her village, and every morning, she remembered. I love the calliope, she thought to herself, instinctively beginning to hum until music surrounded her. Music had always been one of the best and lightest things in her world, no matter what type of music it was. Music made her happy. It made her feel sad and filled her with a melancholy she couldn't understand. Then it made her sing along and open her heart in the process. The calliope was a beautiful sound. Sometimes, when the wind blew, she thought she could hear it in the distance. She wasn't sure what she had heard exactly, but she did hear sounds when on windy nights she sat alone by the window. A glittering spot caught her eye in the distance. A shiny mylar balloon floated upwards, made her smile, and remember the old times once more. Night began to fall over the fairground. She watched in wonder as the world around her seemed to illuminate itself with string lights and lanterns, reminding her of a fairy tale, of a dream she had dreamed since childhood. All around, fireflies blinked as a chorus of crickets sang out. She was the kind of woman who would always find beauty in the most mundane things. That was one of the reasons why she ran her little shop so successfully. She sold her sweet creations with such a dedication that people were unable to resist her charm and enthusiasm. She almost ran with sheer delight, the hemline of her long gypsy skirt flying out around her legs, a happy expression brightening her face as she gazed at all the different booths. She would enter the fairground with the same enthusiasm as a little child. It was one of the only entertainments in her little hometown. Her eyes twinkled merrily in exclaimed excitement. She smelled the air, taking in all the different scents. The hot dogs, sweet corn on the cob, cotton candy, almonds. Together, it was a heavenly aroma that made her heart feel light. She, who watched the lightning as if it was a show, who would run barefoot into the rain as if nature only made it just for her. She, who would sing to the sound of thunder as if it was a symphony. She was, in a way, a storm in her own right. She was the kind of woman who entered someone's life and turned it upside down in the best way possible, though in a quiet manner. She was a woman to open hearts, a woman to color every day. There was something inside her she couldn't quite describe. It wasn't a particular hunger, more like a vague need, a need for something. For peace and inner calmness, something that home might give her. Her heart had been torn into far many pieces. She knew that at least for a while she wouldn't be complete again. The amusement park was always the happiness of the many children and grown-ups in the beautiful little village she called home. After the thunderstorm and several days of relentless rain, beautiful sun finally appeared in the sky, right in time. People didn't lose their chance to walk around and have a little fun. Colorful rides, all around us, joyful people, wished to create happy memories. She walked around and gazed at everything with a childlike wonder. Family, lovers, friends or foes forgot their little differences and simply had fun. Carousels were the amusement of children, but she still loved to ride them, like she always rode the bumper cars. Content children laughed, cheered, and screamed. They ran around and called out for their amused parents in the hope that they would join them. So much fun she would have loved to have when she was their age. And for a moment she was excited and overwhelmed. Like her, the children wanted this, and then they wanted that. No one cared for the noise or turmoil, and everyone was able to hear their sounds of happiness in a hot sunny day. Despite the conflicting emotions aside, she walked around without a bad thought in her little mind and tried more and more sweet treats. Popcorn, ice cream, candied apples covered with caramel and sprinkles. It was difficult to escape such a happiness. In bed that night, she remembered being a young girl playing out in the fields behind her granny's house that was now hers. There had been a honeysuckle bush there, and she would spend hours harvesting flowers, placing them in her skirt together with the berries she found. Those days had been her favorite days. She cherished her treats, getting a tan as she lazed in the fields, returning only when the sun set. Now she was ready for new treats and a new day to call her favorite. After a final rinse, she draped herself off in a soft towel and made her way into the bedroom to change. Years ago, it had been Granny's bedroom. Today, it was still filled with scratched up wooden furniture. She sat down on the bed, remembering. After all that had happened between her and her mother, she was older now, more mature. Wounds had had time to heal, still baking and single alone, weren't fulfilling her anymore. She needed to find her own adult life. Her shop was a success and gave her a reputation. Still, she longed for something less superficial inside her, something to cling to in emotional emergencies. She slipped on some black pantyhoses and with a black shirt, and then a pair of worn overalls to complete the look. She slid her feet into the bright red ankle boots, which gently clacked as she walked out the door. She gave her cat a pat on the head and swung into her bike. A gentle breeze blew her hair back, cool and refreshing on her skin. As so often, the early morning coolness was her wake-up call.